Welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. Tune in for daily discoveries as we celebrate curiosity and explore interesting facts about history, science, and more in 5 minutes or less.
Hi, I'm Luke, and welcome to the InquisiKids podcast. What do you want to be when you grow up? A police officer? A firefighter? Teacher? Doctor? Dancer? An astronaut? Today, we will learn about a girl who had big dreams about what she wanted to be, and remarkably, achieved most of them. Mae Jemison was the baby of the Jemison family. Her parents, Charlie and Dorothy, had two older children. Her father worked as a maintenance supervisor for a charity, and her mother taught English and math to elementary students. Mae was born in Decatur, Alabama, on October 17th, 1956, and her family moved to Chicago when she was about 3 years old. Even as a young girl, Mae knew she wanted to do big things. It was not common for girls, especially black girls, to become scientists or astronauts, but that is precisely what Mae dreamed about becoming. When Mae told her kindergarten teacher that she wanted to be an astronaut, the teacher tried to discourage her dream. The teacher did not think that becoming an astronaut was possible for a black girl. She thought Mae would do better if she wanted to be a nurse. But Mae was undeterred. She was disappointed with the lack of black female astronauts in the space program. She somehow knew that she would eventually end up in space. Mae said, "And that's despite the fact that there were no women, and it was all white males." Mae said, "And that's despite the fact that there were no women, and it was all white males. And in fact, I thought that was one of the dumbest things in the world, because I used to always worry, believe it or not, as a little girl, I was like, what would aliens think of humans? You know, these are the only humans?" When Mae was 8, she discovered another love, dancing. She studied many different styles, including ballet, jazz, modern, Japanese, and African dance. There was even a time when she thought she might become a professional dancer instead of an astronaut. At the age of 16, Mae graduated from high school and earned a scholarship to attend Stanford University. She was one of just a few black students at the university, and sadly, she experienced discrimination often. While at the school, Mae served as the head of the Black Students Union. She was involved with musicals and dance performances, and she choreographed a production called Out of the Shadows. Even during her senior year at college, she struggled with what career to choose. Should she continue pursuing dance, or continue her education by applying to medical school? Mae made the decision to go to medical school. So after graduating from Stanford in 1977 with a Bachelor of Science in Chemical Engineering and a Bachelor of Arts in African and African American Studies, she entered Cornell Medical School. While in medical school, Mae traveled to Cuba, Thailand, and Kenya, where she conducted studies and cared for refugees. Not ready to give up on dance, Mae also continued taking classes at the famous Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. Mae graduated from medical school in 1981 and completed her internship at Los Angeles County USC Medical Center. After briefly working as a general practitioner, she joined the Peace Corps. The Peace Corps is an organization that allows people to travel to other countries and work side by side with the local people to solve local problems. Mae served in Liberia and Sierra Leone, overseeing the pharmacy and medical staff there. In October 1985, Mae applied to NASA, hoping to become an astronaut. She was chosen to join the training class, but was delayed because of the Challenger explosion. Finally, on September 28, 1989, Mae found out she had been selected to be on board the 50th mission of the shuttle program on the Endeavour. Her job would be to conduct scientific experiments in space. Mae blasted off to space on September 12, 1992, and the mission lasted just over 7 days. The things Mae took on board with her included a poster from the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater, a statuette from West Africa, and a picture of the first black person to earn an international pilot license, Bessie Coleman. While in orbit, Mae worked on treatments for motion sickness, helped with two different bone cell research experiments and conducted an experiment investigating how tadpoles would develop with no gravity. She and her fellow astronauts orbited the Earth 127 times. Neat! May retired from NASA in March 1993. She went on to do many more important things. She served on the board of directors of the World Sickle Cell Foundation, started her own consulting company, started a foundation to encourage young people to pursue careers in science, and was a professor at Dartmouth College, just to name a few. May has received numerous awards and honorary degrees for her work. She is an excellent role model for children of all races and backgrounds. She is the embodiment of working hard and following your dreams. In 2001, May wrote her autobiography titled Find Where the Wind Goes, Moments from My Life. May currently lives in Texas with her two cats.
Thanks for tuning in to the Inquisikids podcast. If you want to see the sources we used for this episode or send us some listener mail, you can find links in the episode description.